No worry, Stoic, my dear chap, Bertha comforted him awkwardly. Kamikaze's with him, and trust me, she always turns up all right. She could escape from Valhalla itself.
And so Madgots demands his prize, smiled Gumboyle silkily. And he demands the kingdoms of Stoic and Bertha, who should be taken immediately from this beach and up to the sky burial place on the cliff tops to be sacrificed to the sky dragons.
What? Roared the hooligans and the bog burglars in fury, uproar on the beach.
But this is outrageous, stuttered Bertha. He can't ask for that.
I hope you're not going back on your words, Bertha. Gumboyle wagged a warning finger at the apoplectic bog burglar chief. Don't be such a bad sport. I am presuming that if you had won, you would have expected Madgots to do your bidding.
This is just a friendly swimming race. We were going to ask for Madgots to cross the Sullen Sea in a bathtub with his underpants on his head, yelled Bertha indignantly.
More fool you, smiled Gumboyle. Madgots is only asking what Stoic's ancestor Grimbeard the Ghastly asked of Madgots' ancestor way back in the bad old days.
Old Wrinkly had been trying to interrupt for some time. He got to his feet and cleared his throat.
A small technical point, your wheeziness, said Old Wrinkly to the chief judge. Let me tell again that story from the bad old days. The saga of Grimbeard the Ghastly and the swimming race, just in case there are some people here who do not know it.